This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, man. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, man. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, man. Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ? Hey, man. What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too? Hey, man. How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know. Hey, man. What do you think of Slugger and FM radio? Hey, man. Is it true you're a deadhead, too? Hey, man. Did baseball want to talk music with you? Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, man.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday, and we bring to you the Royals manager, Matt Quatrero. It is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com. Hey, Matt, thanks for...
Good morning.
Thanks for not letting me go to the grocery store last night and buy cigarettes, because, boy, that game had me to the max, but you get the win, a big win. I can exhale...
Look like you exhaled a little bit in that handshake line last night, too.
How'd that one feel?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, there was a sense of relief to get the win. You know, clearly it's been a really tough week for us. And with all the work and all the energy and effort everybody puts into this every day, you play to win. I mean, we know what's at stake. We know what we have right in front of us. And to get that win yesterday, regardless of how you get it, is a tremendous relief. And you know, I feel really good for the guys that they could exhale a little bit. And I certainly did as well. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, it was the first time, like, watching the handshake line, looking at you, I was like, oh, my God, he's feeling like us today. Like, I could see you kind of just, you know, it's hard to describe it like that, just that weight getting taken off your shoulders, right? I mean, you go 27 innings without a run. Now we're into extra innings. You find a way to win. You could just see it, man. And now you've got so much more freedom, I guess you could say, to go out there and play knowing, hey, we got that win under our belt. You're not battling, you know, the demons. Oh, 8 losses in a row now and still not scoring any runs.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta approach today as a totally new day. You just don't know what this game's gonna bring. I mean, we're playing teams that we're not familiar with, the pitchers we're not familiar with. I mean, and it's different. You know, I mean, you end the game, end the season with 12 out of 15 games against National League teams, which is pretty unique. And you know, our guys, you know, they'll be prepared. They do their work. They're ready to go, but as far as what today brings, you know, they got to turn the page and start over, you know, and I think there's definitely relief from yesterday, but that doesn't mean that we have anything figured out, right? We got 5 games to go, and they're all going to be unique. They're all going to be different. They're going to unfold in different ways, and we need to be ready for whatever comes our way.
I thought yesterday was a prime example of what a playoff game is all about, where you don't get many runs. You were pinch hitting early in that game, trying to scratch across a run, utilizing the bullpen the way that you did yesterday. Like, that felt like a postseason game. I felt like the players got postseason experience. You got some kind of postseason managerial experience in that game yesterday. Was that a postseason game for you?
Well, I mean, I think when you go into the the last week of the season here, and pretty much every game is like that. I mean, you're going to need – we know we need to get some wins. We know we need to play well. And every game is going to be different. Like I said, yesterday happened to be the ultimate pitcher's duel, right? Nine scoreless, and you have to figure out any way you can to try to put your guys in the best position to succeed. Now, we have a lot of guys on this team that have playoff experience, so I think that's helpful. As far as whether it's managing playoff experience, you know, trying to force the issue a little bit, you know, because of the fact that we haven't scored a lot of runs. I mean, we went to Blanco early, you know, pinch hitting. We pinch hit in the normal spots where we would as far as the time of the game. So I don't think we went crazy doing anything different, but. We're trying to scratch anything across, because the way Reagan's and we were set up in the bullpen, we felt pretty good about limiting their chances.
Yeah, you bring up Blanco, and I think the two things that really stuck out to me last night, obviously the bullpen was fantastic. I mean, I only had one scary moment where I, you know, was kind of shell-shocked. I think a lot of people were at that Gallo foul ball. I kind of watched everybody's reaction like, oh!
Did you know he was still in the league until he got to the plate yesterday? Because us were so. Like, I don't remember. I thought he was retired years ago.
Well, no, I was aware he was.
Yeah, no, I was just saying. Funny thing is, he's only 30 years old. The game laid you, but no, I thought the Blanco thing was interesting. You know, steals second, and then the steal to third. I love the aggressiveness, because you know, look, you're pining and scraping for any sort of run at that moment, and you know, he's a proven base stealer. But all lefties out of the bullpen except for Irsig at the very end, like that as well. And I love the aggressive on the base path.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure not everybody does, but that's you know, we've seen Blanco do that a ton of times, where he goes in and steals second, steals third, and you know, hits have been tough to come by. Mm-hmm. And we were, you know, I was thinking if we get a chance to score a run without getting a hit, you know, where we were in the batting order, I thought that was a chance worth taking. He just, you know, you got to give them credit. He didn't get there, and they threw him out. So. But, yeah, as far as the lefties, I mean, we've talked about that quite a bit. I mean, Bubich and Long are pretty neutral, if not better, against righties. Those guys, we feel really good getting righties out. Well, the lineup, Nationals lineup was in a good spot to bring Zerpa in there with the two lefties that we didn't think they would pinch hit for. Those guys, you know, Zerpa's thrown the ball really well since he's come back. And, you know, clearly we're going to go to Irsig there at that spot.
What were you thinking in the first inning? Load the bases, nobody out, and then two, like, plays. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that before. The shortstop going up, firing a second base, and that cat on the mound catching the ball the way that he like. I mean, like, what was your mindset after that first inning?
Well, I mean, when we had the bases loaded, you know, I felt really good about Yuli doing something there, and he did. I mean, he squared that ball up. You can't hit the ball any better than that. They made a great play. You know, Bobby's trying to be aggressive, getting a chance to score there. And, you know, the double play, that was really demoralizing at that spot. Then Freddie, I'm not sure if that ball gets up the middle or not, but to field it the way he did was just, you know, a little extra salt in the wound there to, you know, you think maybe it'll get up the middle at some point. You know, Freddie's unlikely to beat out an infield hit, but you never know. But, you know, then the game settles in. I mean, we feel good. We got Cole on the mound, and, you know, you're still thinking you're going to have a chance, and we did have other chances to punch some runs across. We just haven't been able to get that elusive hit.
Talking to Royals manager Matt Cotrero here on 96.5 The Fan. Matt, I want to bring this up because I was glued, man, at the TV last night. I didn't even change a channel. I didn't watch anything. I sat through the damn rain delay, and I watched your post-game press conference, and you were getting, you know, asked by the media, and you said that Cole didn't have his best stuff, yet 89 pitches, 6 innings, 3 hits, 6 strikeouts. I mean, I'm ready to see that man in the playoffs put that kind of – because to me, if that's in the playoffs, I'm good with that. That ain't his best stuff. I'm ready, man. I think he's good to go.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't mean that he didn't perform. He performed, clearly, you know, but, you know, his command was a little off, a couple of the walks that, you know, and again, when you're as good as Cole is, he's raised the bar for what, you know, when I'm making comments like that, it's just when you see him get ahead of somebody 0-2 and then throw 6 or 7 more pitches or, you know, the guy gets on, like when he's really dialed in, he gets ahead of the guy 0-2 and that's it. It's over. You know, those kinds of things. I mean, that's very nitpicky on my part. But, you know, velo might have been a tick down, but I agree with you. I mean, we're going to feel tremendously good every time he takes the mound, regardless of whether it's his best stuff or not, because he's proven that he can do it, and he can – we've seen all kinds of things. You know, like he'll give up a run or two early and then go seven after that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just he gives us a great chance to win.
You can tell me no comment or next question on this one, but would he be playoff game one starter?
Well, you know, it just depends on how we get there. I mean, he's currently lined up to pitch the last day of the season against Atlanta if we still need him. You know, so now that we know, you know, we're not in the division race, a lot of things can happen. You know, we'll have to see where we are coming down to that last day. Clearly, if we can get in earlier and line those guys up, we would be able to line up him or Lugo or Waka. Mm-hmm. I mean, we feel really good about our starters, which we've talked about a lot. So we hope that we don't need him on the last day of the season so he can be available in that first round.
How are you going to approach, you know, say you got the opportunity to clinch tomorrow, okay? Let's say you clinch tomorrow and everything's taken care of. Are you going to pull back a little bit and start then thinking about that postseason type of stuff? Or are you going to still continue to go out there and put your best guys in the opportunity to go win games to try to set up a better matchup instead of saying, you know what, we don't want Detroit finishing against us. We want to play Baltimore. We don't want to play Houston. How does that all factor in?
Yeah, I have not crossed that bridge. We still have a lot of work to do, and I can't even answer that right now, Bob, because I don't know what even that means. To be honest, who do we want to play? I don't think we care. I think, you know, we're on the road regardless.
Right.
You know, and maybe I'm wrong in that, but I have not given that any thought about who I would rather play or that kind of stuff. We're just concentrating on trying to win a baseball game today.
When you were leaving on Sunday and you guys were having the off day on Monday, did you tell these guys to pack for 9 days on the road and everybody's got nine pairs of clean drawers ready to go? Because, you know, after Atlanta, then it's on to wherever the postseason is. So you guys pack for 9 days, right?
Well, I know I did. I packed. I'm looking at my suitcase right now. Things overflowing. I'm planning on being on the road for a while. I told my wife, hopefully meet us in wherever we're going, and then have the kids ready to miss a bunch of school so they can go city to city here for the first couple trips. So I know that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and you know what? As a dad, I just got goosebumps for all of that because I remember what it was like for 14 and 15 with my kids and going to the games and being part of everything here. And I love the fact that you just said, yeah, kids, you're missing school because, you know, back in our day, you didn't miss school for anything. But, hey, dad's team's in the postseason. They're going to experience that, and they're going to get a hell of a lot more out of that than sitting in Miss Johnson's class. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I mean, I can't say that. My parents and kid and my wife, they're all...
So are mine. So are mine.
I don't want to go out on a limb and say that. But, I mean, I think, you know, we're in this as a family. You know, all of our families live and die this with us. I mean, it's a long season. And there's a lot of things that they sacrifice for me and for, you know, the players to do what they do. And so... to be able to bring them along is something that, you know, and now my kids are, you know, they're not living and dying on every pitch like Dusty is, but, you know, they know, you know, this morning I talked to them, they're like, hey, you got to win, you know, like, so they're excited too. And, you know, so we're looking forward to a good couple days here, hopefully, to get it wrapped up.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a lot of fun to see you guys do that tomorrow night and clinch that thing. All right. It's going to be a lot of fun to see if you know who any of these baseball players are. All right. I got an 89 Tops featuring some guy who looks like he's sleeping in the dugout named Mike Flanagan.
He's got a hell of a 89. Mustache.
Yeah. If you're watching us online, you can see it.
Yeah, I'm not. 89, let's say Baltimore.
Oh. No, it's not. It's the Blue Jays. Okay. The Blue Jays. All right, here's another one.
You know what, you should, for the next time we do this, or whenever we do this again, you should then tell me on the back if he ever did play with the team that I did bring up.
Well, Flanagan was with the Orioles forever. Yeah, you knew that.
Well, not just him. I knew that one. Okay. But some of these, I'm like, I think I know some of these.
All right, what about 88 Tops Mike Kingery?
Seattle.
You got that one right. All right.
All right.
All right, let's see if you get one more. One more, all right? I got myself a 80.
Give me the George Brett one again.
I almost had it pulled out. I did. I've got an 89 Fleer Vance Law.
89 Vance Law. The White Sox.
No, close. The Chicago Cubs. And he did play for the White Sox in 82, 83, and 84.
Okay. So all right.
You were close. You were good. All right. Next time we talk to you, you're getting ready for a playoff game, probably game two of whatever series you're in. So we'll talk to you from the road in the postseason. How's that sound?
Okay, guys. Sounds good.
Take care.
Go get him, Matt.
Thank you.
That is Royals manager Matt Cotrero there, who joins us on 96.5 The Fan. It is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based, female-owned. Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com. Chiefs' biggest concerns. We dive into that on the other side because it's simply okay. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. We get back to the poll question. Probably been the best one we've had since we've started this show. We'll do this every Wednesday, interact with the audience.
I am stunned by this poll. Stunned.
Fair enough. So the question we put on our Twitter page, which is the Fan 965. You can also watch us live. You can subscribe to the page. So far, we've had 1,664 views. Love to see that number go up and prove to our boss who has to buy us lunch if we do get up to 100 subscribers. The poll question this week is, with this current Chiefs roster this season, which one of these guys would you add? 317 votes are in. The two names are Myles Garrett and Davante Adams. 52% say Myles Garrett. 47% say Davante Adams.
Wow, more say Myles now.
That's wow, right. Yeah, which I'm stunning.
So the reason I bring this up is
stunning.
I do believe that in the next few weeks, I think the Raiders obviously are going to trend towards the way they are. I think the Cleveland Browns are going to continue to be terrible as long as they let Deshaun Watson play football. I think they need to let Jameis Winston get in there and eat some W's, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And until they do that, Cleveland's going to stink because Watson has no pocket presence.
Yes!
He has no field vision. He finally found Amari Cooper the first time in 3 weeks last week for the first time, which thank God he did, fantasy-wise. But Myles Garrett will be one of those names, I think, that you could see Cleveland being like, look, our team's not good. We need to rebrand. We need a new quarterback. We're stuck in this contract, but we're trying to find loopholes out of it. We'll get rid of Myles Garrett for draft picks or however they can trade for Myles Garrett. I think that will be a name. And we all know that when big veteran, you know, names come available, the Chiefs are always one of the top three teams that are teams of interest, whether they talk to anybody or not. It's always like, oh, the Chiefs are a team of interest. It's like, okay. As soon as T. Higgins hit the conversation, may not want to come back to Cincinnati. Chiefs are a team of interest. Davante Adams is the other name. Vegas is going bad. They're not going to be good. You know, their head coach is already coming out saying some guys made business decisions. We'll make business decisions as well. He's another one of those veteran guys that's been in Green Bay. He went to the Raiders as a friendly, you know, gesture to Derek Carr, who was his buddy in college.
Right.
And now
that's a bait and switch almost for Davante Adams.
And Davante Adams, who that question just came out. Davante Adams could be a name in the trade deadline. The Chiefs were, what, third on the list of teams of interest?
Second in odds.
That comes available, the Chiefs are always a name of interest. So we asked the question on the poll is, if you could add one guy out of those two to this Chiefs roster, Myles Garrett, Davante Adams, who would it be? 51% of you, or 323 Utes, have said 51% of you want Myles Garrett to be on this roster.
That's wild that the defense is leading, and it's even more wild that it was close, and even more wilder that the defensive guy is leading, because in this town, everybody just wants offense, offense, offense. But I think the old adage is true. Defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets. And this team has enough from an offensive standpoint. They don't need Davante Adams. They don't really need Myles Garrett, but boy, Myles Garrett would be a nice addition to give the defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, the opportunity to rotate dudes around that defensive line. And that's what makes Spags dangerous. He gets Myles Garrett on here. You may not see a team score 21 or more points ever again on this defense.
So an interesting question that that you and I were, not a question, but more so like a story that has broken out, is UNLV's quarterback, Matthew Sluka, has decided he's done. The 3-0 quarterback beat the Jayhawks, doesn't really throw the ball a lot, and I stepped outside into the bullpen, and Cody and Alex and Drew are all out there, and Alex is eating his Cheerios in this weird, like, arrogant way. I'd have never known anybody that could eat Cheerios arrogantly.
Yeah, well, Cheerios is the only breakfast food that's also a food and a greeting. Did you know that?
Cheerio. He eats those without milk, dry.
Does that surprise you?
No.
Because Alex screams, without milk, dry.
His three favorite foods are Cheerios, plain, dry, no milk, Tostitos, chips, no dip, no nothing.
Just he eats them plain?
Just plain. And then he loves Propel. But that's not the story.
Take a look at this guy's basement. I didn't know that. Dude, jeez.
Yeah. And damn body in there somewhere. And eats in his car. Anyways, but Matthew,
do you not eat in your car?
No.
Like,
the only time I do that's when I'm ashamed to like show you what I got in my fast food bag. So if I get like a quarter pounder with cheese and then a McChicken, that McChicken's getting smashed.
You've never had like a power bar or a protein bar or something like that?
I'm talking about he eats full blown Chipotle in his driver's
seat. No, he doesn't.
His dog's a beggar. He doesn't want to sit there and hear his dog whine, so he eats in his car, so he avoids it. At least he used to when he ate Chipotle. Now he doesn't eat Chipotle because he can't smell. I know way too much about Alex Gold. Anyways, I did a lot
of
fill-ins with Alex.
I know, but like, do you have like a 500-yard radius? Like, you're not allowed near him? Or
probably.
Yeah.
No.
You'll be wearing his skin someday? Like,
what's
I mean, my God.
Would you do me?
Can you tell me more about Alex, please? Yeah, I mean, the guy's my son, and I don't know this much about him.
Next thing you know, we're going to come back with Q Lazarus, Goodbye Horses. And I'm going to do the Buffalo Bill dance on our cameras. Yeah. Jimmy Hall. Anyways, but Matthew Sluka has said, I'm done.
Who?
His family hired an agent, and they collectively feel that his market value has increased before or after he has, you know, decided to do all this stuff at UNLV. So basically, long story short, he's 3-0.
He beat Kansas and Houston. He's on top of the world. Yeah.
And he threw for 70 yards against Kansas, but ran for like 140 or 120. The thing is that he agreed to something and then he got good. And now he's saying that he deserves more.
It doesn't work that way.
Well,
that's not how the world works, pal. Like this is peak 2024 of I'm going to do what I want to do as long as it benefits me. You just let down your entire team, your university, your coaching staff. Let's not forget Matthew Slutka. What was his name? Skutka? Tom Skutka? Whatever his name
Sluka.
Was. That guy was the quarterback for 4 years at Holy Cross. Mm. Okay, bro, you were playing at Holy Cross. Most people, A, never heard of it, B, couldn't tell you where it is, and don't even remember the school that I just named. UNLV throws you a lifeline to play real college football. You go out there, and the team is 3-0, and the final opportunity you get to sit out for the rest of the year for it to count as a redshirt, you're going to go ahead and do that. If I'm another school right now in college football, I ain't giving you a look-see, man. You're a very marginal quarterback that nobody ever heard of before. You're playing at UNLV. It's not like you're playing at Alabama or Texas or someplace else that's a marquee name school. You're playing at UNLV, which is a mid-major school at best, okay? Mm. And you're going to go out there and say you ran for 70 yards against the Jayhawks, so you're done and you're going to rip up your contract, which they paid you everything on, and you're going to go, I'm more valuable than this. Find me somebody in the real world who's doing something like that. And if I'm another school in college football, I'm not even picking up the phone and calling this guy, because you can find better, but you can also find a better person than this guy too, who just absolutely deserted his entire team in university. That's a D-bag move, man.
There's two sides to this story. One is we don't have all the details, but if he was promised something and he's not getting it, I would also be in his camp.
That's exactly right. But the reports are he's gotten everything he deserves.
Yeah.
And is agreed to.
And now he wants more because his success rate is higher.
Right.
So, again, I can give you a little bit of, you know, what our job is. We get an incentive. If our ratings are number one in the city in the market of morning sports radio, we get a bonus. It's no secret. If that is agreed upon when I sign my contract, but then all of a sudden we win every quarter for, you know, three straight quarters, I can't go to my boss and say, hey, I want more.
Right.
I have to wait until that contract is either expiring or expired and say, hey, we did really well in the first 2 years. I think we should up our expectations, and we should also up the pay for that expectation because we have the track record doing so. He's been given what he's been gotten.
Right.
Or he's been gotten what he's been told he was going to be given.
According to some guy named Carl Reed Jr., who works for 24/7 Sports. It is, yeah. He says this, and this has gotten over a million views since 8 o'clock this morning, so it hasn't been up in an hour. It works for CBS Sports as well. All financial commitments for UNLV quarterback Tom Skuka were completely met. But after wins against KU and Houston, Skuka's family hired an agent, and they collectively feel that his market value has increased per source. That's like saying my wife and I and my mom looked at what I'm doing in life and decided I'm not getting paid enough, so we're going to hire an agent, and you're going to pay me more. Like, no. It doesn't work that way. Like, this kid needs a dose of reality, Dusty. He needs a big, fat dose of reality. And I hope that dose of reality is he never plays another down in college football.
Oh, I don't want that.
No, I'm rooting against this guy because what he did, how many kids are on a college football team? How many scholarship players are there? 100, roughly?
Yeah.
That's 99 other players, probably about 25 coaches, an entire fan base. You basically just turned your back on them when they gave you an opportunity to leave someplace called Holy Cross and go play for another mid-major school.
You're playing meaningful football. You're winning games. Yeah. Finally, you may not get another chance like this ever. And after this, I don't think he will.
No, I don't think he will either, man. Like,
it definitely screams me, not we.
Oh, God. You know?
It definitely has. I mean, your team's 3-0.
Could you imagine Mahomes doing this? You know what? I'm out. We've exceeded expectations.
Like, we're talking about UNLV and Kansas City Sports Radio. Like, that's where this story is.
Right.
And people are saying, oh, Tyreek Hill just did this. Jamar Chase. They're pros. Right? And they can negotiate contracts because they will get a new one.
Right.
This kid's in college, and I don't think contracts work that way in college. Plus, you're in UNLV.
Right.
Couldn't you go to Vegas and, like, use your parents to get an... And I don't know if this is true or not, but can't your parents hire an agent? I know you can't.
No, you can now. Oh, you can now. Yeah, with this NIL stuff, sure.
Okay, well then go out to Las Vegas. I'm sure there's a representative that would love to have you for NIL deals. Go make your own money.
Yeah, go make your own money, yeah.
You mean to tell me the quarterback, Avery Johnson, in Manhattan, Kansas, can get a purple Lambo, but you can't get Guy Fieri's backing in Vegas?
Right.
Come on,
man.
Go bet on yourself,
but
then.
But, you know, that would require work on his part and effort on his part, and he wants everybody to do it for him. This guy is not somebody I want on my football program. UNLV actually may be better off that this guy left.
I mean, they're 3-0 with him, so I'd hate to see what they are without him. And again, like everyone said, like, he hasn't had like super big numbers, but I mean, he's still the quarterback of the team, and he's got, you know, their team at 3-0. Max Sluka, gonna look up his numbers right now.
Could you imagine though doing that to the rest of your teammates?
I mean, it's terrible. He's so far this year 21 of 48 for 318 yards passing, 6 touchdowns. So I mean, he's not like, you know, doing everything super great when it comes to his passing yards, but he's also running the ball very well. He has 44 carries. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not right. 39 carries for 253 yards, averaging 6.5 a carry. And he's also just coming from a Holy Cross, like you had mentioned earlier. So,
all right.
Yeah. Speaking of Holy Cross, holy cow, we have to have some sort of concern. Not everything is roses and, you know, butterflies and rainbows when it comes to a season that is starting off 3-0. There are certainly some sort of concerns. Mac, why don't you let us know what your one concern is for your Kansas City Chiefs here at a 3-0 start?
Yeah, I mean, my worry would be that I kind of feel like I'm watching the same thing on offense this year. I know we don't have Kadropius anymore ruining and losing his games. Which is massive because those games would be lost maybe yet again. I think the only big difference for me right now is that they have Rashee Rice early, whereas they didn't have him until week 8, week 9 at this level, right? Ramping up, getting past kind of the rookie haze and figuring out where to be, where to go, when to be there, when to go there. They have him now, and that's really the only difference. Other than that, there's not really a reliable target on this team. Xavier Worthy's a rookie. We know what Justin Watson is, and really
Watson,
there's not much past that. Of course, we know we've had the whole, you know, conversations about Travis Kelce and his, you know, obesity, and he'll work through those things. But I'm just worried that at the end of the day that we're having to take that cover off of Travis Kelce that is the sports car, and he's not going to be ready to rev it up because the Chiefs need him more than maybe he's ready for 21 games.
This Todd McShay clown. So for me, my biggest concern is red zone scoring. And I think the world would have a different impression of the Chiefs if they changed one field goal in all three games to a touchdown. If they just scored a touchdown instead of kicking three, they have three blowout wins from NFL standards, and people are feeling pretty good about this team. They've only scored a touchdown 44% of the time inside the 20-yard line. That's got to be better. And they know that. Look, they're looking at that right now and preparing for that and trying to find a way to get better down inside the red zone. For whatever reason, short yardage is not a friend of the Kansas City Chiefs. A short field is not a friend of the Kansas City Chiefs. They've got to figure out a way to condense that playbook, if you will, to plays that work 20 yards and in and figure out some of those plays, because they do need to get better inside the red zone. That number needs to improve. You can't sit around 44% all year. That's got to be up in the 60s of where you're scoring touchdowns. So figure that out and you're fine.
And my bad to the text line, it's not a Lamborghini, it's a Corvette. Oh, I apologize. Okay. I'm so sorry. I really am. I'm trying to get better. I promise.
Do better, Dusty.
I'm trying. 50 push-ups when I get home. Again, these are all like minute stats.
Yeah.
Right, that we're concerned about, which is great. 3-0. Number one in your division.
Number one in your heart.
That's right.
Except for Todd McShay.
If I could find any sort of concern, it's third down conversions. Right? Like, I know that they have Carson Steele. They had Isaiah Pacheco. He'll eventually be back on this team. They'll have Kareem Hunt, I believe, by this weekend when they play the Chargers on Sunday. I'm pretty sure he's been added to the active roster. I've seen this process before. But I'd love to see them get better on third down, because it can make this team that much more dominant. Mm-hmm. And I know that's obvious. That's not really a bold take. But when you hold the ball longer, your defense rests. The team stresses that you're playing against, and Patrick Mahomes figures out more and more what the defense is doing against him. You could take the time out of the ball, because that's what they did last year. That's when they would hit the basement floor and that loss on Christmas Day. And then they realized, okay, 15 to 20 times to Pacheco, Rushy Rice, Travis Kelce, wash, rinse, repeat. Let's do that over and over and over again, and we'll control the tempo of the game, we'll control the clock, and we'll control the time of possession. Third down conversions, I'd like to see more. Now, I will go into this week, promise you. It'll be part of my cover too. Spoiler alert. But I will look at what their yardage is every third down. I'll mark it down. I'll record it. I'll make sure they see it. So if it's third and one to third and 17, I'll let myself know where they're at, because sometimes those conversions can be a little obscure because it is like a third and 19. They're not going to convert that more often than not.
Uh-huh.
Third and one, I'd like to see anywhere from third and one to third and three kind of become more automatic for this Chiefs team because of what they have and the capabilities they can do. And if they do that, it also kind of affects everything that we talk about in our concerns. Red zone scoring, get Travis Kelce's numbers up. That's gonna uptick the movements on third down and short, third down and three. But either way, I'll be watching Sunday at 3:25, and I'll be ready because I'll be going to Hy-Vee to get me some lunch and some early morning snacks, because I'll be ready to go with the Hy-Vee thing. And other people, you in the future, could be ready with Hy-Vee as
well.
That's
right. We're going to give away a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee on Friday to one of our five qualifiers this week. Every day this week around this time, we're going to play a soundbite, a highlight. And if you know which Chief has been bleeped out of that highlight and you're caller number 15, you will qualify for the $500 Hy-Vee gift card to be awarded on Friday. So we'll take five qualifiers. Already have Monday and Tuesday in the bank, obviously. And now we're ready to do our third qualifier. So when you hear the highlight, know who the bleeped out Chiefs player is. Be caller number 15 to 913-586-7965, and you will qualify to win that $500 Hy-Vee gift card from our friends at Hy-Vee.
Motion by Xavier Worthy. Humphrey ready to snap the ball. We'll get it on a handoff. Waits for a block. Churning his feet. And they'll push him back. He'll gain only a half yard. And now second effort. Did they blow it dead? They did not. They couldn't bring down. Touchdown, Kansas City. Play to the whistle or beyond it. And the Chiefs have six.
So if you know who the missing Chief was, 913-586-7965, and your caller number 15, you'll be our third of five qualifiers this week to win that $500 gift card from our friends over at Hy-Vee.
Tell them one more time how they can win.
Call 913-586-7965.
There you go.
Did I get the number wrong?
No, I got it right. Okay. I just want to let people, you know, kind of hear it, as Mac will get your information if you are the lucky candidate to be considered in the contest. I mean, I could imagine $500 at Hy-Vee would be
Nice. It'll be unbelievable.
Steak night tomorrow night.
Thursday, yeah. God, it's already Thursday tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, think about it. Yeah, steak night tomorrow.
I'm on it.
$10 steak. You get the taters. You get the green beans. You get the steak, all for $10 at Hy-Vee. Perfect way to feed the family.
Yep. Somebody says, Travis may possibly no longer be amazing, like a Challenger, Hellcat, Demon, but he still looks reliable, like a Bronco from Bob Allen Ford.
There you go. Nicely done.
There you go, Bob. You like that text?
I love it.
Somebody says their biggest concern is red zone play calling execution. So
yeah, red zone,
back on there. So yeah. We'll wrap this show up. We'll get you all set up for the rest of the day here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll bring back that poll question, what the numbers are. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey as well. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment on this Wednesday show. That's right, Bob. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Can you believe that? It's Thursday already. The week is flying by, my friend. It is flying by.
I mean, yeah. I can tell you when Friday is, the day that it starts on Monday. Max going to go see the Killers and Blink 182.
Is that who you're going? Killers and Blink 182?
Killers, Blink 182, Switchfoot. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Where are you going for that?
Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, wow. Of all places. Great.
Know, right?
You grab yourself a crush when you're there. I think that's what they call the drink in Ocean City, is like a crush.
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. Wedding Crashers.
Hannah's excited to show me. You probably know what it is, Bob.
You cannot pause and then say you probably know, Bob. After we just found out earlier this week, Bob got caught having sex with his wife. You cannot do that.
You just love telling that story, don't you? Which I'm fine with, because my wife thinks it's hysterical.
I mean, it is really funny.
She also thinks Kevin O'Connell is hot, by the way.
She does?
My fiance thinks Kevin O'Connell is very hot.
He just looks like Matt Fleener, who's a very good-looking man on television.
Wife's hall pass is
Kevin O'Connell?
I know, right?
You guys go like hang out with Sam Darnold?
I know.
Like,
we watched the,
really?
I think it was the quarterback. We watched the quarterback, and Hannah was like, oh my gosh, Kevin O'Connell. I was like, Kevin O'Connell?
Kevin O'Connell?
Take it easy.
Really?
Hey, man, I don't, look.
Wow.
Like, not Channing Tatum, Kevin O'Connell.
O'Connell? If you're going to do a hall pass in the NFL for head coaches, I mean, Sean McVay's got to be on that list, right? Matt LaFleur's probably on there. He's cute.
Cutie.
Yeah. Other than that, not many others, but.
Shanahan, he's rocking that mullet now. And that flat bill, he's looking more and more like he wants to be 26, not 36, even though he's 46.
Right. Like,
you going to start wearing flat bills?
I have a current flat bill hat that I wear. Yeah. But
I need to find the one.
Kevin
that
O'Connell, Jen? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
She tell you that? She told you Kevin O'Connell? We've never talked about Kevin O'Connell at my house.
She literally texted me last night and goes, Kevin O'Connell, or she goes, the Minnesota Vikings coach is hot. I said,
why?
New phone. Who's this?
Yeah. I think she was
like reading Twitter or whatever it was. And was seeing my nurse the Royals game, and she was like, I'm there with you right now.
I got you.
And I was like, that's where we're at. And then it was like, I said, oh, Kevin, KOC, double tap like.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, good for her, I guess.
Who's your hall pass?
Well, it used to be Bea Arthur, but she's dead.
And then there's Maude.
Yeah, which is such a great, I mean, I die every time with that. And then there's Maude.
Yeah.
Have you heard?
That bird is the word?
Yeah.
Bird of the word. No. I don't know.
I'd have to really think now. I don't know anymore.
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
I updated Hannah about that a couple weeks ago. Yep.
Sydney Sweeney's been on the come for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Big time.
Like, even in that movie she did where she's like covered in blood and just screaming, I'm like, yeah.
Was she the one who dated Josh Allen, or was that
Seinfeld's
daughter?
Rumors about that.
Josh Allen's dating Sydney Sweeney.
I think there are rumors. He's dating someone else.
He was dating somebody. His career.
He's dating someone else now.
Yeah, he broke up with his longtime girlfriend, if you will.
I know he was with they were showing like for a while his girlfriend on like an IG influencer, I thought. She was wearing like them leather pants.
An IG influencer. Great. Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Doesn't have a job. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
What do you do? I influence on Instagram. How much money are you making? Well, that's not the point.
Exactly.
I'm going to find myself a sugar daddy, and I'm going to continue to influence on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's the dream, right?
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Look at Kyle Juszczyk's wife. She made two jackets.
Yeah, she's killing it.
And now she's just absolutely insane.
Yep.
You look at the, what's the girl from Dr. Phil, Bad Baby?
Oh my gosh.
She made like $59 million in OnlyFans.
It's unreal.
and bought her first she bought her first house in cash.
I made $59 showing my feet.
You could make a lot more just showing your hands.
Catch me outside.
How about that? What's your talent? You ever seen that Dr. Phil skit so far?
Oh my God, that's great.
What's your talent? Huh? What's your talent?
What was the topic that we were talking about that got us to Kevin O'Connell now?
I don't know. I started asking.
Oh, yeah, you said, Hannah likes this, Bob. You probably seen
Hannah
it or something.
Show me this. Yeah. Well, I was saying Italian ice. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, Italian water ice, depending
water
on
ice,
yeah,
yes, water ice. That's
water
what
ice,
is.
Yes.
Yes.
She's Italian ice, right? Yeah. But a crush, apparently, and you can get Spectre in on this because that's where he grew up, but I think it's just like basically orange soda and vodka. They call them crushes. They're good, you know, Maryland. Yeah. Don't get crabs while you're there, though. I think crabs are overrated.
Haley Steinfeld dated Josh Allen.
That's who it was. I knew it was Jerry's daughter.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you breaking up with Josh Allen? He's simply a good guy. There you go. He's going to be in town soon.
That's right. Be listening.
That's right.
Hey, today we're supposed to start promoting that.
That's why I did it.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We were supposed to do that around 8 o'clock. But we're going to be giving away Seinfeld tickets. He's coming to town with Jim Gaffigan on January 18th. So next week, every day at 8 o'clock, we're giving away a pair of tickets to go see Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan, man. What a great, great concert, show, whatever you want to call it, that's coming to T-Mobile Center. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Make you laugh hard?
Seinfeld?
Yeah,
I think so. Jim Gaffigan does too. I love Jim Gaffigan.
Me too.
Jim Gaffigan was great. Like, I'm sorry his TV show went away years ago. I forget what the name of it was, but we watched every episode. I love that TV show that he had. It was only on for like 2 seasons or something like that, but I thought it was really good. And then his Hot Pocket skit is always really good. I like Jim Gaffigan.
I've never seen really a whole lot of stand-up comedy live, so like that's one thing. I'm going to miss out on Theo Von, who's going to be here on the 28th here in like 3 days.
Oh, dang.
I'm doing Sebastian Maniscalco too in February.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, he's a different style of comedy, but I mean, if that, you know, you're a New Yorker type, you know that history and stuff like that. So he's kind of got a lot of that.
Yeah.
He talks
it
about
reminds
his dad
me of growing
lot.
Up. Yeah. You know, like he's really funny.
He brings out the Italian side of like having a dad and being like in that whole situation. So he's got some good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish I would have gotten to see Theo Von, but it is what it is. I'm sure he'll be around for quite some
good.
Time. Yeah. He'll be at the T-Mobile Center on the
Century.
Century.
Yeah. So what did your girlfriend want to show you again? Oh,
Italian
that's right.
Ice.
Water ice. Kevin O'Connell's hot.
Apparently. I didn't know that.
I didn't think he was.
Don't let it get you insecure. He's doing well with Sam Darnold, and you're doing well with Dusty Likens. Look, it's all
exactly,
the same.
Yeah.
The poll question that we asked, who would you rather add to this Chiefs roster as we round up this show? Because I think both these names will be on the come when it comes to the trade deadline. Myles Garrett, Devontae Adams, it is 51%, 51.4 to be exact. Myles Garrett, 48.6%. Devontae Adams, 323 votes left.
I love it. Like, people are starting to realize, man, give me more on defense. This team could be just insane if you added Myles Garrett to it from a defensive standpoint. So I love the fact that everybody's going to, because Myles Garrett's my pick on that one, too. Usually, I take the other side. Everybody's like, oh, I gotta need more offense. But everybody's like, nah, I think we're good. What's the margin of error? Plus or minus 3%?
Yeah, somebody keeps saying he has bad feet.
Who's looking at somebody's feet? Like, seriously, besides that, but like, if you're a football fan and you're sitting on the couch on Sunday and you're analyzing somebody's feet, that's weird.
Did he leave? He left the game Sunday, right?
He did, got banged up, yeah.
Because of his feet?
I guess so.
He's got a toe?
Yeah.
He's got an ankle or something like that? I'm taking my wife to Theo. I'll let you know how it goes. Please do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's going to be hilarious. You'll have a six-pack of abs from laughter by the time you're done.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I wish I could go see George Carlin.
Or Johnny Carson.
Johnny would be great, yeah.
I will say Devontae Adams intrigues me in one way, the same way that Myles Garrett intrigues me. Myles Garrett would make Chris Jones that much better.
Yeah.
Just because. Or Myles Garrett would be better because of Chris Jones. Same thing as Devontae Adams and Rashee Rice on the same.
Even Kelsey unit. Into that mix.
And that as well. And having both of them literally on the same offensive side, I mean, either you add Myles Garrett and your defense doesn't give up 17 points the rest of the year, or you add Devontae Adams and it's like, okay, it's over. That'd be the addition to the Chiefs that was like the Kevin Durant to the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? You need Kevin Durant to win another title or two more titles?
Kevin Durant needed them to win a title.
That's fair.
Yeah. Because that dude ain't winning one on his own.
It is kind of true. He could have done it with Oklahoma City, but he didn't.
Mac shaking his head no.
That's because he's biased.
I know, love but Katie. Like, but the fact is, he had to go join Steph Curry in order to win a championship. That's a fact.
Well, yeah, but they needed him too. Back to back with him.
But okay. So let's say he doesn't go there. They probably still win. He'll never get a championship outside of that.
Probably not. No.
I could see him being like that.
Like a hanger-on of the 12th man in like 12 years pull on somebody's like
the,
bench. Yeah.
Pull the Ray Allen card where it's like, hey, man, we just need you for 15 minutes.
And pull the LeSean McCoy card is what that is. Show up for the last 2 years of your career, win a championship, and claim your Super Bowl champion.
His name ain't Shady for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
People say, well, that's because his last name is, or his first name is LeSean. It's like, thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Adams is a diva. Give me Miles all day. Myles Garrett has bad feet. Give me Davante Adams. That's why the poll question is 51-49.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us today. Mac, you enjoy your vacation.
Hey, thanks, guys.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'll miss you.
A little 4-day vacay. We'll be back Monday with the band. James will be with us Thursday and Friday. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, as I always tell you, go do nice things for people. Could change their day, week, month, or year. You simply never know. It is cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe. It's a hot one coming up on Cody and Gold. I can tell you that here on 96.5 The Fan.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.